From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair joined two former U.S. presidents and members of the Little Rock Nine to share concerns about growing divisiveness in the world. They spoke yesterday to graduates of a leadership program before severe weather cut the event short. KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
The former world leaders gathered in the auditorium at Central High School.
First of all, let me say what a pleasure and honor it is to be here in my first visit to Arkansas and to Little Rock. And to say, as I was standing outside with all the scholars getting my picture taken in that baking heat, I didn't think there was anything that could make me feel affectionate towards the British weather.
Former Prime Minister Tony Blair would get to experience more Arkansas weather before the day was over, but more on that later. Joining him on stage were former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. They lamented changes that have led to a hyper-partisan culture.
We live in a Snapchat, Twitter world in which people form these images and react in a hurry. And this is good, that's bad.
Former President Bush talked about disappointments and the impacts they can have.
I think it's really important in life to forgive. If you bear grudge, then you can't be a leader. If you enable someone who disappointed you to be center of your life, then a outlook will be pessimistic by the very nature of not forgiving. And so, yeah, there's going to be disappointments. All of us has disappointments. And the question is, when they happen, how do you deal with them?
They were speaking to 61 graduates of the Presidential Leadership Scholars Program, which is a partnership of four presidential libraries. Blair told them a growing divisiveness worldwide is making it harder for people to work together.
Anyone who's in a position of leadership today, they're in a harsher environment. There's a big wall of noise all around you. And that's why I think those of you who are prepared to take these positions have a certain courage, actually, in doing it. But it's absolutely necessary that you do it, because without people like yourselves, who do actually have good motives and a good heart in trying to make the world better, without people like yourselves stepping forward and engaging with these positions of leadership, then our world is going to go backwards and not forwards. So this is what I think we need today, and you need it here, but we need it in my country. I mean, you said there's been a lot of change here in America in the last few years. There's been a lot of change in my country in the last few weeks. But I want to get to the stage where people once more engage in a debate that is civilized and decent, and where people accept that they can disagree but still find common ground, because that's in the interest of the country.
Former President Bush said key is how people deal with setbacks.
Well, there's a lot of disappointments in life, whether it's trying to get legislation through Congress or whether it's being hurt in combat. My advice is just recognize that and deal with it without self-pity. Otherwise, people aren't going to follow you.
What President Bush said is right. You got to take criticism seriously, but not personally. You can't be living in a bundle of resentment. One of America's biggest problems today is that all of our communications technologies and strategies are designed to build on resentments. Look, there are legitimate resentments. There are legitimate sources of anger. But they are lousy basis of making decisions and proceeding forward in life.
Speaking to the group earlier in the day were three of the nine black students who in 1957 integrated Central High. Minnie Jean Brown Trickey said an important component of leadership is knowing when to stand up. She noted only a small percentage of their classmates were responsible for overt racism they encountered, but others let it happen.
If I were to talk about Central, I think we decided there are about 100, quote, bad kids. 20 nice kids, means we each had maybe two. And 1,900 silent witnesses.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's particularly appropriate with the death of Elie Wiesel, because he talked a great deal about that indifference or their standing silence. Up and saying nothing. So in my opinion, we have to pay attention to how many people are silent.
Right.
And how that You know, whose side are you on when you don't say anything?
Right.
Ernest Green said there have been positive changes in recent years.
I think you're coming to Little Rock at a time when there's finally real transition occurring, that there's finally population positive instead of people leaving. Because my generation, when you graduated from anybody's school, the first thing you did was to get a bus ticket to somewhere to find out how fast you could leave town. And that all this talent that left the South, whether it was Arkansas or Mississippi or other states, they're now trying to figure a way to get this brain drain back.
The 61 people graduating from this year's Presidential Leadership Scholars Program were eventually called out by name. But toward the end, tornado sirens began sounding.
Folks, I think we are experiencing a very serious storm.
Crashing sounds could then be heard outside.
We need to clear the auditorium, but folks, good luck and Godspeed. Thank you. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay in your seats until our guests are able to leave the stage.
Former Presidents Bush and Clinton and former Prime Minister Tony Blair were taken out while other attendees were led to a downstairs hallway as the storm continued to rage. Through windows in a stairwell, damage could be seen with metal roofing and tree limbs being blown around in a patio area, bringing an abrupt end to the program. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.